VCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And friends, thank you for joining us on Crosstalk today. Critical race theory continues to permeate our society. The extremes to which this is being carried out, though, is literally off the charts. I mean, just last week, the Daily Caller News Foundation told of a Virginia high school teacher that posted a TikTok video criticizing the state's disciplinary approach that promotes rules like sitting quiet and following directions. He said those things are white supremacy, that those things come from white culture. He said that the idea of just sitting quiet and being told stuff and taking things in a passive stance is not a thing that's in many cultures. So if we're positively enforcing these behaviors, we are by extension positively enforcing elements of white culture, which therefore keeps whiteness at the center, which is the definition of white supremacy. Really? Can he be absolutely serious about this? Positive behavior like sitting quietly or following directions is white supremacy? Others are propagating the myth that coming up with the correct answer to math problems is also racist. WND.com reported in Sartell, Minnesota, just recently, they removed the thin blue line emblem that has been used to represent the service that police officers, officers of peace, perform for civil society because a change.org petition. The change petition had 601 signatures from those that claimed that this thin blue line had been co-opted by racists and used to mock people of color in their community. Really? A thin blue line is racist? Where will this end? Well, joining us today on the topic of critical race theory, we welcome back to Crosstalk Pastor Curtis McMiller. He's pastor of Heritage Baptist Church in Kenosha, Wisconsin. He's been there for a couple decades now. He's a passionate soul winner, a speaker on the radio program Answer the Call, which airs on our local station here. Pastor McMiller, thank you for joining us on Crosstalk.
Thank you, Jim, for having me.
It's really getting outrageous out there.
It is. You know, as you indicated, all of the information involving what's happening in our schools, what's happening in our cities. It's just, it's mind-blowing. And to utilize this and say that this has to do with the color of a person's skin, and even in terms of math questions and other information, it's bizarre.
Yeah, it's really off the charts. Before we get into this whole topic of critical race theory, or CRT, let's just set a foundation from the scriptures first as to what the Bible has to say.
Yes. So, and again, this is primarily the angle that we want to come at in looking at what God's Word have to say about this particular issue. I have a few references here I'd like to read from the Bible, from God's Word. First and foremost, in Acts chapter 10, verse 34, the Bible says, "And when Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.'" And from that particular text alone, we understand that in God's eyes, it doesn't matter what color your skin is, what your background is, your level of education, your lack of education. The Bible plainly states that God is no respecter of persons, and neither should we be, neither should any societies be. There also is another reference here I'd like to read in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9. And again, these verses really depict the very heart of God. In verse number 9, the Bible says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering towards or to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And again, that primarily is the very key that unlocks the very heart of an individual who might be put in a position where they discriminate against an individual because of the color of their skin or their financial status or what have you. But the answer, of course, is salvation through Jesus Christ. Mm. He's the only one that can get things right. And then let me read one more here. There are obviously multiple texts, but in Romans chapter 13, verse 1, The Bible says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. And of course, this statement here makes it perfectly clear how everyone, and again, it doesn't matter what your background, what the color of your skin is, we all are subjected to law. We have to obey the law. And if we obey the law and if we do right, then of course, we shouldn't put ourselves in a position where we would assume that one person is showing favoritism because of the color of the skin, but because of the fact that they were willing either to obey the law or to break the law.
Pastor Curtis McMiller with us here today on Crosstalk. Let's define critical race theory. What exactly is it?
Well, there are, you know, it seems like critical race theory is just it's starting to evolve, you know, but here's one definition of it. It's an ideology that divides the world between the oppressed groups and their oppressors in an effort to liberate the oppressed. And in addition to that, here's another definition. And again, these definitions revolve here. The oppressed in this case are, of course, those that are blacks versus or people of color versus those who are white. Critical race theory obviously defines itself from the standpoint that if you are a white male, Christian upbringing or background, then you are categorized as that class of people who are the oppressors. And if you are of darker complexion and, grew up in an environment where you did not have access to various, even though in our society we have access to education and various forms of bettering ourselves, but if you're black or of darker complexion, then you are the oppressed, strictly based on the color of your skin. And this too, again, this is another one of the definitions in critical race theory.
You've indicated too that this is something that borrows concepts from classic Marxism. Is that true?
Yes. In fact, when we think in terms of classic Marxism, and of course, if you recall, Karl Marx and his beliefs was that there were various working class people. There were those that were involved in industry and those that were over industry. And of course, from that standpoint, if you were a common worker, then you were considered to be that lower ranking class of people versus those who were in corporate rooms or owners of manufacturing companies, and they were the oppressors. And so this, again, a lot of what we see in critical race theory are primarily ideas that have primarily been co-opted, if you will, and brought into existence from the standpoint of Marxism, communism, socialism, and even in some cases, as we think in terms of the various smaller, I call them foot soldiers, we can say fascism. So that's primarily, and the goal again, it all revolves around the haves and the have-nots.
How does critical race theory, what does it think of absolute truth? Is it accepting of absolute truth?
No, in terms of absolute truth, the average CRT, critical race theorist, believes that absolute truth is something that ought to be rejected. There are no truth. There is no absolute truth because, again, societies are evolving. And in their mindset, when it comes to, absolute truth from the standpoint of the Bible, which is, in my mind, the truth, God's word is absolute truth, but they look at that as some old customs or teachings that's no longer valid, and it robs an individual of their freedoms, of their liberties, and so they look at absolute truth as being outdated and no need to even to follow that.
CRT is something that teaches systemic racism. Comment on that, if you would. What do we mean by that, systemic racism?
Well, systemic racism, it actually states that the way the United States is set up, our structure in the form of our leadership, has various traces of racism in it. For example, if you are part of a corporate organization, and let's just use Walmart. We'll say Walmart. Well, the critical race theorist believes that the owners of Walmart and the higher ups in that particular organization are people that are racist because of the position that they have, and if they are of white persuasion, they have an advantage over their lower ranking black counterparts. And so so because of that standpoint, they are involving these who own corporations, who own businesses, even in our educational system, systemic racism. They believe that the black people, those who are of color, have been at a disadvantage because of the color of their skin, and they have not been able to fully fall in step with our society because they are at a disadvantage. And no matter what area they pursue in life, there's always going to be some form of racism.
Pastor Curtis McMiller with us here today on Crosstalk. Yes, we're talking about CRT, critical race theory, giving an understanding of what it is, and let's find out where it came from. Who are some of the founders of CRT? What do we know about its very foundation?
Well, the founders of CRT, and this is one of the things I thought was very interesting, they're lawyers. Many of them are lawyers. You know, they've graduated obviously in the field of academia, and several of them are professors on college campuses. And in fact, I'm referring primarily, there are three people who actually are instrumental in founding this critical race theory. But these people.
Can you name them?
Yes. So, first of all, we have a Richard Delgado is one of its founders, and again, he was one of the professors at the University of Alabama, and under his tenure, he felt that the blacks in the universities were being wrongly treated, unfairly treated, and one of the reasons why he would come to that conclusion because they were not able to meet the bar concerning the necessary grade level that they needed to maintain in order to be accepted in that particular university. And so he was one of the founders of this critical race theory. And then there's another gentleman by the name of Derrick Bell. And Derrick Bell, also a lawyer, a professor, he's a graduate, one of the first black men that received tenure from Harvard Law School, but he was an activist too. Mm-hmm. As well as another, a lady, her name was Kimberly Williams, and Crenshaw. She also was a lawyer. She's a civil rights activist, a professor at UCLA School of Law. But these people were activists. They were totally opposed to what they felt as being inflicted on people of color in their communities, and they thought that, well, we need to come up with something where we can refute a lot of what we assume was going on in schools.
We're going to take a quick break here. Pastor Curtis McMiller, our guest today, we're talking about critical race theory, giving an understanding of where this came from. When we come back, we're going to look at some of the terms like racism and equality, and what does that all have to do with CRT, and what about this thing called white privilege? We'll be right back.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, scientist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, where do blind cave fish come from?
Chris, it seems that some fish get trapped in caves living in total darkness. They have no use for their eyes, thus their eyes atrophy and no longer develop. But some of these fish are virtually identical to fish that live in lakes and streams nearby, which do have eyes. I've long wondered what would happen if you took some of these blind fish and raised them in a lit environment. Would their eyes begin to develop? The fish still have the genes for eyes, but they're never switched on. Thus, the eyes are never expressed. I've often wondered if they're interfertile with the sighted fish. This seems to be a good research project, but as far as I know, the blind fish are protected, and no such research has been done. Chris, fish were created on day 5 of Creation Week, and that happened back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America here. Pastor Curtis McMiller, our guest, and talking about critical race theory, and certainly looked at some of the foundations of this, as well as ties to classical Marxism as well. Learned a little bit about the founders here, but we're going to delve a little bit further into it. Pastor, if you would, tell us about racism, because they deal a lot with racism in critical race theory, so let's define it.
Well, first of all, looking from the standpoint of racism, this is the definition. It says attitudes or acts of prejudice and discrimination based on a person's race, the belief that one's race is inherently superior to other races, and of course, this is not something that is in keeping with the Bible. In the Bible, there are no races. There's one race, the foot race, you know, and the human race there. So there's actually two foot race, human race. But this is their definition, and the critical race theorists. And I want to read this. This is actually a caption out of one of the books put out by Daniel Carrier, one of my friends, the book entitled Revolution. And this is what he says in his book. He says, based on what they believe, racism, he starts out, Martin Luther King's dream of being judged by a person's character and not the color of their skin is rejected in critical race theory. And the individual who believes that is considered a racist. Instead of reconciliation or colorblindness, one's race becomes essential to one's oppressed level. Light-skinned people, just for being white, are intrinsically oppressors and racist. Dark-skinned people, by nature, can't be oppressors and can't be racist. And you know, I thought that was interesting because, again, it sounds like even the definition itself is racist,
yes.
And so, again, you know, anyone that would discriminate against a person based on the color of their skin, that's true, genuine racism. And if critical race theory believes that anyone who is of white complexion is a racist based on their skin color, then they're racist. And so, but again, this is... racism is something that God condemns, and racism is something I believe that the devil uses to divide the people, divide the masses.
Yes, and indeed. And I mean, we have those that are teaching that you need to apologize just by virtue of your skin color. So if you're Caucasian, you need to apologize because you're inherently racist just because of your skin color.
I think that is just totally absurd. Mm-hmm. You know, number one, you know, we had no say in what color we were going to be born, you know, before we came into the world, what color our skin was going to be before we were born. Number two, to look at a person's skin color and determine, use it as a determining factor as to whether or not they're racist is just getting down to the baseness of human society. And again, as Martin Luther King said, that we ought to be judged by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. By the way, critical race theory, they see Martin Luther King as a sellout by making a statement like that. But the truth is that that's how we should judge an individual. You know, show me what your Frederick Douglass said. Show me your work ethics. And I'll be able to determine your credibility as a person. But this is just totally absurd.
Another word that's used is equality. Comment on that.
Well, you know, and again, when we think in terms of equality, that is from the standpoint that we're all on equal ground as we think of equality. Mm-hmm. But I know that in the critical race, they remove equality and they put equity or something like that. And it primarily changes the definition of the word. But, you know, equality is such that, again, every person that comes into the world, we come into this world with on the same level. And that's the way God has created us. That's the reason why the Bible said God is no respecter of person. Everything is leveled at the foot of the cross. And then from there, we grow from there.
There's one other word here that we're hearing a lot today, and it's woke, being woke or wokeness.
Well, yeah, I think that That, again, that too is another one of those bizarre statements that has come out in the forefront. And, of course, wokeness is saying that you have Caucasian or white people who realize or who feel as if they have wrongly treated blacks over the years. And so what they've decided to do was to show that they are not prejudiced, is to put themselves in a position where they now are being demigrated, you know, versus someone who is just an average Joe, this woke crowd. And again, a lot of this is what's being promoted and propagated in our on our college campuses. And, you know, my thing is this, you know, your eyes, you are waking up when you realize you're a sinner, mm-hmm. and you realize that you are in need of a Savior. And when you decide to come to Christ, He opens your eyes, the scales fall off, and you are awakened to the gospel, and now you're a brand new creature in Christ. That does away with racism, that does away with prejudicism, that does away with all of this, this bizarre, the things that we're seeing today.
Pastor Curtis McMiller with us on Crosstalk today. You kind of alluded to this a bit ago, and that is those who subscribe to CRT is one really rebelling against God, who created them with the tone of skin. I mean, it's like the thing form saying to the Creator, why have you made me thus? It really is questioning God and His authority in all of this.
It is. It is. But we have to remember that CRT, God has no place in critical race theory, because remember, we no longer have any absolutes. And so we no longer have a sense of authority. The organization or the group itself is the authority. But when we look at it from the standpoint that there is a Creator, and God has created us for a purpose. God said in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, before I formed thee, I knew thee, or before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of thy womb, God has already ordained a purpose for us. The Bible also said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God has a purpose for us. God has a goal for us. God has a will for us. But when we kick God out of the picture, now we are left subject to our own vices, and we become easy prey to join up with groups that are developed and designed to pit people against each mm-hmm. other.
Yes, and that's what we're finding, certainly, is that pitting one against the other. You have indicated that there's a number of institutions that have been given over to CRT. Could you tell us about some of those institutions that have given sway to this very aspect?
Yes. In fact, I do know that some of the institutions that were called into questions, for example, would be the FBI. That's one of the institutions that have more or less catered to critical race theory. In fact, now they're holding critical race theory workshops, and they are requiring their workforce to sit in on these various seminars so that their staff can better deal with people of different colors and be able to treat them in a way where they're treated fairly. And then also Homeland Security are informing their white employees that they have been committing what's called micro inequalities. They've been treating people wrongly, you know, and this has to do, of course, when you think in terms of those that come to our country, because we're talking about Homeland Security. And we have to understand when people break the law, they're subject to the law. And so, but now they're holding workshops with the Homeland Security, and they're trying to get their employees to be more sensitive and to be more tolerant to people that break the law. And so these are just some of the institutions. The Treasury Department, here's another one, training sessions informing staff that virtually all white people are contributory to racism. And so, again, the Treasury Department now, if you're white, they're conducting seminars on on because of the color of your skin. You have to be tolerant to people because, as it stands, you're already considered to be a racist from the standpoint of the color of your skin. This is just bizarre and it's absurd.
And it's going on in the military training as well on the field. This is even encroaching the church, isn't it?
Yes. It's sad that we have churches that have bought into this. And obviously, I believe, again, Satan is behind a lot of this. But you would think that the churches would have enough spiritual integrity to see the devil as he attempts to make inroads into the house of God. Just this past week, I had the opportunity to preach at a church in Indianapolis, and one of the preachers that I was with during this time frame made a statement about our previous president, Donald Trump. And he indicated that Donald Trump is the worst president we've ever had. And I had to say, and he's a black preacher. And I said to him, I said, sir, in my lifetime, the unemployment rate in the black community has never been as low as it was, you know, when Donald Trump was in office. And then just the federal money that had been given to the black universities, given by Donald Trump. And so I confronted I said, could you tell me exactly why would you consider him to be prejudiced? And he said, because the way he talks, you know, he's just so, you know, belligerent in his conversation. And I said, sir, you know, when you're put in a leadership position, not everyone is going to agree with you, but they want to see the product. And what we have today, we have black churches, because they bought into critical race theory, they're not even willing to listen to the other side of the argument. They're willing, they listen to people that obviously are opposed to, you know, this thing of the United States of America. And America has been blessed. This is truly a blessed country.
Well, Pastor Curtis McMiller with us. Pastor, let's talk about some of the goals of CRT. What do you see is their mission to be accomplished? What are their goals?
Well, critical race theory, number one, they seek to silence the voices of the so-called dominant majorities. In other words, who are the majorities? Well, again, I think I mentioned early on in the beginning of the program, they see a white Christian male as being a threat to their organization. And so their desire is to silence Christian white males and heterosexual males, obviously. Their desire is to divide people based on color, money, as well as sexual orientation. They want to shut down dialogue. If you disagree with them, then they want to shut you up. And how do they seek to do this? Well, at certain venues, if they have critical race theory seminars and you speak up, you raise your hand in opposition to what they're saying, they'll have people approach you and threaten you and try to get you to shut down and intimidate you.
We're going to come back with some more of the goals of CRT. Pastor Curtis McMiller, our guest. You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America.
Is it okay to abort a baby? People give many reasons why abortion is an acceptable choice. The inconvenience of pregnancy. Infant disabilities. It's the woman's body. It's not a baby. This is a result of rape or incest. Incompetence of parents. And she's not ready to be a parent. In the DVD, 7 Reasons, Ray Comfort addresses these 7 questions, reasoning with college students and people on the street about whether such objections are justified. You will see those who are ardently pro-choice change their mind in moments. This powerful 42-minute DVD, 7 Reasons, is available for a donation of just $5, 5 copies for a donation of $18, or 10 copies for a donation of $25. Call 1-800-729-9829. Ask for the DVD, 7 Reasons.
guest today, Pastor Curtis McMiller. He is pastor of Heritage Baptist Church. They're located 2313 17th Avenue, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Their website, heritagebaptistkenosha.com, heritagebaptistkenosha.com. And phone number is 262-654-4665. Incidentally, Pastor Curtis McMiller will be speaking at the Father-Son Retreat at Trail Ridge Camp the weekend of October 1st, and this is for dads and sons. The theme is Carry the Torch, and he's going to be addressing dads and sons on these important issues of certainly carrying the torch, special challenges there. But just a word that Wednesday, September 22nd, is the registration deadline. That is tomorrow. The 22nd of September is the registration deadline for dads and sons. And for more information or to register, visit trailridge.org. That is trailridge.org. We're talking today about critical race theory and just talking about some of the goals of CRT. And Pastor, I know there's more goals than what we've talked about so far, so continue on.
Well, and in fact, some of these goals have already been implemented, and so they've been successful at in their effort to get their information out. Here's one. Their goal is to diminish the gains race relations has accomplished in the United States, and of course, prior to critical race theory, we've come a long way as a nation in the arena of the black community. I mean, we look at our first black president. We look at now our first female black vice president, and that's not to mention the various governors and obviously congressmen and senators. And so, but their desire is to take us back, to get us, to convince us that we have not gained any ground in the black community, and they want us to believe that we're still in what they call Jim Crow days, and so they've been successful at promoting that lie. Here's another one. Their desire is to use public education as training centers, indoctrinating children to believe some of the fabricated history that they've come up with, and they have been successful. There are various school boards and schools across the nation that have adopted curriculum involving critical race theory, and which is somewhat discouraging to say the least. Also, their desire is to destabilize society by sowing division and discords and hatreds and vengeance. As I indicated, if you stand up against them, then they're going to do their best to shut you down. And so we see that going on even today.
Let's take a quick look at some of the wrong solutions. You call CRT a wrong solution. Tell us why.
Well, when we think in terms of wrong solution, of course, it's CRT. It wrongly diagnoses and it purposely ignores the significant problems in the black community. It primarily blames everything on white privilege and racism while overlooking significant factors, such as these. For example, in the black community, there is an absence of fathers. This has been one of the plagues, if you will, in the average home of black individuals. There's no man in the house, and if there is a man in the house, it's someone who's not the father, it's someone who's a living boyfriend, and if they are a father, thank God that we have some men that are waking up in the black culture, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me that you have women doing the work, and you have the fathers leaving the homes and meeting up with other ladies and those things. And so we the fatherless homes, underage pregnancy. You go to any metropolitan area, you'll find a Planned Parenthood office. Predominantly placed right in the middle of a black community, abortions, failing schools. One of the reasons why we have failing schools is because the parents in those areas where there are failing schools are not really tuned in to what's happening with their child's education. And why is this? Again, in the Black community, we have families that are geared more into basketball, sports, entertainment, and those things. And you know, there used to be a saying when I was a kid, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Well, today is no longer about a mind. It's about sports. It's about entertainment. And then we wonder why our communities are the way they are. Blighted neighborhoods, and the absence of a true gospel witness. We have churches just about on every street corner in our Black communities, and yet we still are producing kids that are growing up to becoming criminals. And could it be that perhaps in a lot of these churches there is no gospel message? And so CRT, they're ignoring the real problem, and they want to use this excuse that the problem is the white man, the problem is the white community, the problem is the Judeo-Christian theology that has plagued our communities. When no, the problem is in the home. It starts in the home, in the home of the Black family.
So you call CRT the wrong solution. What is the right solution in dealing with this issue?
Well, the right solution, I believe, and I have a couple of solutions, but first and foremost, the solution is, number one, is to get the gospel back into these communities. I believe that people that have churches in their communities, they should hold those preachers accountable, and they should have neighborhood watches where they get with the preacher and they say that, hey, we want our kids to have access to the gospel. We want to do what we can as a community. So the answer, number one, first and foremost, is the gospel. Get the gospel to the families, get the gospel to the children. Then number two, I think that we need to also hold accountable the politicians in those areas. They should be called on the rug, and the community should have weekly meetings or monthly meetings with their local congressman. I believe also that the people obviously need to be educated concerning what's happening in their community. Tell people the rest of the story. Tell the Blacks in their communities that, hey, look at George Washington Carver. Look at Frederick Douglass. Look at these people that have been successful. Look at the Michael Jordans. Look at all of these successful people in the world, and have them, you know, use these people as people that have made it out of these particular areas. Not to mention the senators and the business owners. Get the rest of the story to them. Have grassroots people in your area, people that are willing to go into the forefront and speak up. And then I believe that in terms of excellence, I believe that you ought to have, and we talk about schools, I believe that it should be based on a grading scale based on excellence, performance, instead of just being based on the color of one's skin to determine whether or not they're going to advance in society.
Pastor Curtis McMiller, I'd like to open our phone lines. If you have a question about something he has stated, a question on CRT, our number here to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. Give us a final word from the Bible. We began with the Scriptures. Let's also have a final word from Scripture here as well.
Yes, the Bible tells us, and this has become one of those foundational texts in reference to God's a desire to be involved with people. The Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Mm. That's Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. I believe what we see in the Black community, we see the destruction and the devastation in our Black communities because, honestly, the average Black home people are not aware. They're not informed. They're uneducated in issues concerning their community. And then also we have to remember, the Lord Jesus said in John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly."
Amen.
Jesus has come to set the prisoner free. He's come to open the eyes of those that are in darkness. When you come to Christ, you give your heart to Christ, there will be a change and you'll see what's really going on.
Again, our number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's begin with Gary calling from Mesa, Arizona. Gary, you're on the air.
Yeah, my question, some time ago there was a split in the Black Baptist ministries on homosexuality and some of this other departures from the scriptures. I'm just wondering what the latest is on that and who's doing this. And also, how does your Baptist church stand? Are you independent or are you part of an organization?
Thank you, Gary.
Okay, so first of all, you're absolutely right. There are, in the Baptist church, Black Baptist church movement, more of your liberal theology type Baptist churches, such as Missionary Baptist, and there are some other Baptists as well, have embraced homosexuality. They started when a lot of this goes back to when they were started ordaining women in the ministry to become pastors and those things, and now they've embraced homosexuals as well. Our church, we're an independent Baptist church. We're not a part or affiliated with any organization. We are strictly independent. We use the Word of God as our guide and Jesus Christ as the head of the local New Testament church.
Well, I know if we lose this ground game, I don't know what much hope there is for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gary. Let's go to Bob in Cambridge, Minnesota. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you. I was curious, has CRT crept into homeschool curriculum?
That is a good question. That's primarily dependent on the individual who is writing the curriculum for homeschool education. Obviously, there are some good homeschool education. BJU is one. Becca's another good resource for homeschool material. And those two institutions or organizations that I just mentioned, I know that they are opposed to critical race theory.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
Let's go to George in Olney, Illinois. You're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment that Jesus Christ is the example of the white male that our society and our generation is rejecting. And it is because Moses was the giver of the law and Jesus Christ was the giver of bringer of grace that one is a need to know that you are a sinner and the other is a need to know that you can be forgiven, but you have to change your approach.
Well, George, I'll have our guest comment on that. Jesus was more likely olive skin colored, was he not?
Yeah. And, you know, and in fact, of course, when we think in terms of the people in the Middle East, you can turn your television on and you can see that their skin tone is, you know, they're not white. They're, you know, they're kind of olive skinned. And then also, you know, but there are also, from that standpoint, there are some Jews that are darker complexion, some that are lighter complexion. Mm-hmm. But again, it's not about the color of the skin.
Right.
It's about, as you indicated, it's a matter of sin. And when your willingness to receive Christ, he changes you. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Thank you so much for the call. We are up against a break. We're going to take the break, and then we'll come back with more of your calls here on Crosstalk. Again, our number, 800-733-9829. Stay with us. This is Crosstalk.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website's worldviewreport.com. Very few Americans are aware of the fact that the Biden administration has just pulled Patriot missiles out of Saudi Arabia. I've seen the before and after pictures. The missiles are gone. Why is this important? Because when Nixon closed the gold window in 1971, why'd they close the gold window, first off? So they could print all the money they wanted. They were already printing money. But after they closed the gold window, it went nuts. And they were able to expand the size of government and redistribute the wealth. So our American dollar was backed by nothing. He goes to Saudi Arabia and he says, look, trade on the world market with oil for the U.S. dollar, and we will protect you. We will protect you if you're invaded. And so that is how the petrodollar was born. If we get rid of the U.S. petrodollar as world reserve currency and those dollars come flooding back to our shores, you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to inflation is what you'll see. Now Russia's moving in to protect Saudi Arabia. They hate the American dollar and they hate America. Keep your eyes open. We'll be right back.
And you're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. Our topic today, critical race theory. Our guest, Pastor Curtis McMiller, pastor of Heritage Baptist Church Kenosha. HeritageBaptistKenosha.com is her phone number. Our lines are packed, so let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Atlanta, Georgia. Ira, thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I was calling because of the comments based off of critical race theory. I don't necessarily agree in how it was portrayed as far as the black community and the problems that are going on in the black community. I do believe that some of the statements as far as black fathers not being in the household, I don't believe that is necessarily true and that is the reason why things are the way that they are. I do believe that critical race theory, the name of it itself, is the reason why everybody has an issue with it, the topic itself.
Okay.
I believe that...
Well, tell you what, Ira, you've already made a couple statements, so before we have you go on, let me have the pastor address those issues. It does not agree on the absence of fathers in the home, and then also just it's the title people are objecting to. It's because of the title that people object to this.
Well, Ira, let me say this to you. If you go and you look up any statistic organization, whether it's federal, local, in the black community, you'll find out that in the average home, there is no father figure there. And because of that, we are producing young people that already have a chip on their shoulder as they grow up because there is no father there. And this is nationwide. This is not anything that had, you know, someone made up. The statistics don't lie. Number two, concerning the title critical race theory as being the tool as to why people are attacking what they what it stands for. Well, the information alone, you know, what they believe and the material that they're putting out, it's flawed. And first of all, I am a Christian, and as a Christian, you know, we're called to look and see and to analyze everything that comes in front of us. And, you know, this thing about a person being classified as an oppressor or, you know, someone who is oppressed based on the color of their skin, that's absurd. You know, God created all men of one blood, of one nation. And it's, you know, Jesus is the one that connects us all together.
Ira?
Yes. I do agree that Jesus is the man who connects us all together. At the same time, to overlook the fact that certain people of color have been oppressed,
okay.
To overlook that and understand that there are things that have come from it, which is systemic racism is a true thing. We cannot overlook that.
Yes,
to understand
okay.
that black community has gone through things because they were oppressed,
Ira.
Or were enslaved.
Go ahead, Ira. Ira, I'm going to pass to respond to what you've said here.
Yeah, Ira, you know, okay, Ira, we're in Milwaukee, and when I leave this studio and I see blacks right outside and I see on their face just the discouragement and the defeat. And you know, Ira, I cannot blame that on systemic racism. We have jobs all over the place. We have opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. And then not only that, you mentioned systemic racism. Well, how do you explain the first black president? How do you explain the first black vice president? How do you explain in the sports arena is dominated by black people that are making millions and millions of dollars, and yet we want to call that systemic racism?
Sir, I'm not going to say that we haven't made any progress, because we have, but to say that we've had 46 presidents and one of them be black should show that within itself.
Okay.
To say that the sports are dominated by black people only states that black people are athletic, in which their abilities come from.
Now, as far as...
The sports that you're athletic, of course. I mean,
Ira, and again, just, you know, from the standpoint of, you know, you said the first black president. Well, Ira, there were other people that ran for office. The last time I checked, it's about votes. You know, the individuals are voted into office. And again, you know, it's a matter of the individual who's voted in. So,
Ira, we're going to be providing a phone number and a contact address here for the pastor for you to follow up additionally as you would desire here. So be ready to jot that information down. I do have other callers lined up and have just a couple minutes left in the program here. So let's go to Betsy next in Milwaukee. You're on the air. Betsy, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Betsy from Milwaukee. I was thinking about how division, I was thinking about how division, that's all of Satan.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because when before there was even men and women divided and saying that women were making less money at their jobs, and so then it would make the home messed up because then the father and mother weren't united at all. And our real issue is our own heart before the Lord.
Yes.
So it's our heart before the Lord that's the most important thing, and everything else on the outside is distracting us from that issue. So if we're in pain about that I'm a woman or that I'm a person of color and that I'm not making the same amount of money or that type of thing, or let's say the woman who's...
Tell you what, Betsy, we're down to 30 seconds, so I'm going to have the pastor have opportunity here to respond.
Yes, Betty, it is. It's a hard issue. The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And when people, of course, are not giving themselves over to the Lord, people are naturally going to look on the outward. The Bible says that man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. So it is true. People who have made the choice to remove or exclude God from their life, they're going to go to outward things. But the answer is Christ. You got to get back to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is the fulfiller of lives.
Thank you for the call here. And Pastor, thank you for joining us on this critical issue here today. Pastor Curtis McMiller from Heritage Baptist Church. Again, friends, I apologize to others on hold here, but we've run out of time. You can follow up further at their website, heritagebaptistkenosha.com. Their number, 262-654-4665.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Tape Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.